You saw him instituting the Lord's Supper. He is there with them. Listen to what he said in Mark 14:25. He said, "Truly I say to you, I will never again drink this fruit of the vine until that day I drink it new in the kingdom of God." In Luke 22:14-16, when his hour had come, the Bible says he reclined the table and the apostles were with him, and he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Earnestly desired to eat it with you. And he said, "I tell you, I will never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom." If you find, you look at his conversation with Peter in Matthew 16 with the other apostles, he talked about, "I'm going to build my church." In verse 18, he spoke about the kingdom, and he used those terms in a synonymous way. In Mark 9 and verse 1, in that conversation with people who were standing there, he said, "Truly, some of you standing here will not taste of death until you have seen the kingdom after it has come in power." And Acts 1 and 8, he spoke about that power. Wait for that power of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 2, 1 through 4, the Holy Spirit came with that power. Peter stood up and he preached the gospel using the keys to open the doors to the kingdom. And those who repented were baptized. He says they received his word. They were baptized, were added to them. And the Lord added the church daily, those that should be saved. We partake of the supper because he's invited us to come in this assembly, the supper in this assembly, to gather around his table with his family, and he partakes of it with us. And what about our prayers? We believe that God listens, and he's here. He listens through his son Jesus to our prayers. It's fascinating to me to think about that. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5, we have a mediator. That's Jesus. And he goes to God on our behalf. And so when we were praying a few moments ago, and Eric, how thoughtful you were in your prayer to think about the Woody family, the Summerford family, to bring this whole congregation into the throne room of God, and how the Woody family remembered all those young guys and your sons and your children when you'd go and take the Lord's Supper to her. But you know, when Eric led us in that prayer and all of you were praying, do you know who listened to your prayers? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 7 and verse 25 that it is Jesus. That he ever lives to intercede for you. He ever lives to intercede for you, to listen to your very prayer that you prayed, and then he turns, and he doesn't go into a holy place built by man's hands. No. That's but an imitation of the true one, a copy of the true one. He goes into heaven itself, and there in the presence of God, he goes, and he takes your prayers. The Bible says he goes in the presence of God for us. The very prayer that you prayed a few moments ago, he listened to those words and he has taken them to his Father. That's why we pray, because we believe he's here and he listens and he cares.